My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好，我们一起来读。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
So give importance to the phrase which says, "For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls."
很重要的一节是我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样子，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Another verse in James chapter 1 verse 21 and 22.
在雅各书一章二十一二十二。
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But ye be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before Thy presence, we pray that You open your heart to us and speak to us.
好，我们今天来到你同在的面前，愿你来开我们的心。
We humble ourselves down before You, Lord. We are nothing, but You are everything to us.
我们谦卑在你的面前，我们实在是无有，你是我们的一切。
We need Your speaking to lead us onward.
愿你来带领我们。
So we just commit this meeting to Your hand in Jesus' name.
我们把一切交把会在面前，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I shared with sharing the matter of faithfulness.
是我们讲到信实。
This is a virtue. This is a character which God's desire and God's demand from His people.
这实在是神在我们身上所愿意我们所。体现出来的特点。
And it shows us not only we need to be faithful to Him, we need also to be faithful to the people and to the things or the material things which God has entrusted us.
我们不仅要向主忠心，我们也要向我们周围的人事物忠心。
We need to be faithful to our families.
我们需要向我们的家庭忠心。
We need to be faithful in the money matters which God has entrusted to us.
我们需要向主所交托我们的钱财中心。
In other words, give to God what belongs to Him.
也就是说，把神所当得的归给神。
We need also to be faithful to our friends.
我们需要对我们的朋友忠心。
By preaching the gospel to them, which is what they need today.
向他们传福音，这是他们所需要的。
We need also to be faithful to the church, to the fellowship.
我们需要对我们的对忠心。
When we come together as oneness, we testify of the oneness of the body of Christ.
我们一起来到一起，我们是见证合一。
Lastly, we need to be faithful to the word of God.
最后我们需要对神的话语忠心。
For we speak, we minister the word of God, not for people who loves to hear the word, but for what God wants to speak to them.
我们传讲神的话语，不仅仅是对传讲神所人所喜悦的，也是传乃是传讲神要我们所传讲的。
As I said, that we are not politicians.
我们不是政治家。
The politicians say what people love to hear.
政治家讲人所喜悦的。
We speak what God wants us to say to His people.
我们说神所喜悦，是神要我们所传说的。
And this is not only to people, to the brothers and sisters who are standing at the pulpit speaking.
这不仅仅是对在讲台上的弟兄而言。
But this also speaks to the parents who are leading their children before the Lord.
也是对有父母讲的。
We all want our children to be happy.
我们需要我们的孩子快乐。
But the thing is, we try to tell them what they want to hear the way.
但是不是说他们想听什么我们就告诉他们什么。
We are different from the worldly people.
我们不是世上的人。
We speak what God's principle is.
我们讲神的道理。
They might not be happy at the time we speak to them.
也许他们并不高兴我们对他所说的。
But when they grow older, they will know that this is the right way that they should take.
当他们长大以后，他们就会明白这是他们所需要的。
And how do we practice this so-called faithfulness?
我们怎么样来执行这忠心？
The Bible tells us we need to what? To practice faithfulness from small things.
圣经上说我们要在小事上忠心。
If we are faithful in small things, then God is able to what? To put into our hand the true riches.
如果我们在小事上忠心，神就会把大事交给我们。
And we also need to be faithful in the secret things.
我们需要在暗处中心。
Because we are not here for man's praise.
我们不是要讨人的荣耀。
We are here for God's praise.
我们是为了神的荣耀。
If we have this concept, then you know, we will be faithful in doing the things which God wants us.
我们做这些事情是因着神要我们做这些事情。
And lastly, what is the result of faithfulness?
那最后呢？ 中心的结果是,
it's the crown of righteousness which God will prepare for us in the future.
那是有公义的冠冕为我们存留。
Not only for Paul, but the Bible tells us for those who love his appearing.
不仅仅是为了圣徒保罗, 也是为着凡羡慕他显现的人,
now, now today I want to talk about meekness.
今天我们来讲温柔。
What is meekness?
什么是温柔?
Let me ask three questions.
我来问三个问题。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, you just keep this in your mind.
希望你们来思想这个问题。
So what is the secret in being a rich man?
什么是, 成为富有的那个秘诀是什么?
What is the secret being a rich man?
什么是成为富有的秘诀?
Second question.
第二个问题。
What is the secret of having this wisdom and guidance from above in whatever situation you are?
我们怎么样才有一个智慧, 从属天而来的智慧, 在任何的情况下, 我们都有定向。
What is the secret?
这个秘诀在哪里?
Number three.
第三个,
What is the secret? Peace and tranquility when we are through trials and tribulation.
就是在各样的苦难难处的里面, 我们怎么样有心, 内心的平安。
When we just sum up these three questions, the answer, there's only one answer, meekness.
当我们把这三个问题总结一下, 只有一个答案, 就是温柔。
Because Matthew chapter 5 verse 5 says, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
因为马太福音五章五节里面说到, 温柔的人有福了, 因为他们必承受地土。
I'm not talking about this outward, the outward material riches, I'm talking about even spiritual riches.
我们不是说到外面的那些, 那些东西, 我们讲到的是属灵的。
Second, the second answer, Psalms 25 verse 9.
那, 在诗篇25章9节里面说到,
says, And the meek shall he lead in judgment, and the meek shall he choose his way, teach his way.
他以公义来引导谦卑人, 把他的道理教训他们。
You want to have wisdom? You want to have guidance? We need to be meek.
想要有智慧, 想要有知, 我们需要温柔。
A person who proud will never have good judgment.
一个骄傲的人不会有公义。
Because he felt like whatever I said, it is right.
因为他觉得他所做的任何事情都是对的。
And whatever I decide is the right decision, and no one can alter that.
他所做的任何一个决定都是对的决定, 没有人能够改变。
If that is the kind of attitude we have, there is no meekness.
如果我们是那样的态度的话, 我们没有温柔。
And the result is we will have no wisdom or guidance.
我们也不会有任何的 指引,
Number three.
第三点,
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30.
马太福音11章28到30节.
That is the secret to have peace and tranquility.
这是我们得享安息的秘诀。
Knowing that we are not bearing this burden alone, but the Lord is bearing it together with us.
我们知道我们不是单独的来承受这个轭和担子, 乃是神与我们,同负一轭。
And the yoke that is upon us is what? It's the Lord.
在我们身上的那个轭乃是轭。
Take my yoke upon you and me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall have rest in your souls.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式, 我就使你们得享安息。
How can a yoke you have rest?
怎么样我们可以得享安息?
How can, yoke is always a burden, right?
这个轭是总是重担。
Yet that is the difference. We take the Lord's yoke upon us, then we have rest in our souls, because He said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
但是如果我们是承担主的轭，那我们就得享安息，因为主说他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。So
what is really the meaning of meekness?
那温柔的意思是什么呢?
You know, worldly people, when we talk about meekness, we always associate with weakness.
当世人说到温柔，他们常常想到是软弱。
We always envision a person that is meek. He is always at the side of, in the corner of the room. He had no opinion, and he always need the help of somebody.
那我们想到温柔的人总是坐在一个角落里面，总是安静，没有任何想法。
But when you look closely in the Bible, meekness is totally that kind of meekness we are thinking about.
那如果我们仔细来看圣经的话，我们发现温柔完全不是这个样子。
Meekness is really power under control.
温柔实在是有节制的力量。
You know, when we look at the Bible, we see there's a person aside from the Lord Jesus. Can anyone tell me he's the meekest man upon the face of the earth? And who is that?
那在圣经里面，谁能够告诉我，除了主耶稣以外，谁是最温柔的人？
Joseph, can you tell me? Or Susanna, can you tell me? Anybody can tell me.
最温柔谦卑的人。
Moses. Moses is the meekest person on this face of the earth, aside from the Lord Jesus.
摩西比世人都谦卑。
But is he weak? No, he's not.
他软弱吗？不是的。
He's the general of the Israeli army.
他是统帅以色列的元帅。
In front of this so-called Pharaoh and the Egyptian army, he showed forth God's glory, God's power, that they have nothing to say but surrender.
他在法老面前实在是彰显了神的力和荣耀，法老以至于法老只能屈服。
Yet when we come to when they came to the so-called wilderness, when Moses and the Israelites come to the wilderness,
当他们在旷野里的时候
，when people try to oppose Moses' authority,
当人在那里反对摩西
，Moses never fought back.
摩西没有打回去。
The Israeli people knew that Moses is chosen by God.
以色列民实在是知道摩西是神所拣选的。
See all those signs and wonders he performed on the behalf of God before the Egyptian army. We can say this is God's chosen one.
他们实在是看见摩西借着彰显了神的能力，在那里打败法老的军队。
If you put us in his situation, if somebody you know, challenge our authority, and we know that this authority is given by God to us, what will you do?
如果我们是在那样子的情形里面，如果人来挑战我们从神那里所接受的这个权柄，我们会做什么呢？
We will tell them, hey, keep quiet.
我们会叫他安静。
But when we Bible, every time people oppose Moses' authority, what did Moses do? He fell on his face on the ground.
但是我们看见圣经里面，当每次人来挑战摩西的权柄的时候，摩西所做的是伏在地上。
When Korah and his company tried to challenge Moses' authority, Moses said, "Tomorrow God will show you whom He chooses and who is whole and who is holy."
当可拉跟他一党来挑战摩西的权柄的时候，摩西对他们说，明天神就会来显明谁是神所拣选的。
When Miriam and Aaron challenged Moses' authority, Moses fell on his face again.
当米利安在挑战他的权柄的时候，摩西还又伏在了地上。
He is the meekest man upon the face of the earth.
他实在是地上最谦卑的人。
And you know what? Every time he did that, the Lord always speak on the behalf of Moses.
当他每一次这样做的时候，神都为他说话。
So what is really meekness?
是真正的温柔。
Meekness is really power under control.
温柔是有节制的力。
When I look at the Greek translation of the word meekness,
当我看希腊文的原文的时候
，This is what it says: meekness is not expressed through human behavior.
温柔不是通过人的行为表现出来。
It is not expressed through my mere disposition.
并不是我只是我们自己的决定。
Rather, meekness is the inward grace of the soul.
实在是灵里面的
恩典 which is chiefly directed to God
是朝着神的
based on James chapter 1 verse 21
根据雅各书一章二十一节
he said receive with meekness the engrafted word of God
我们是从神那里领受所栽种的道
in other words what is meekness it is the attitude of the spirit
那是灵里面的一个态度。
It's an act that willingly accept God's dealing on us as good.
我们接受神在我们所身上所做的工作乃是良善的。
They're not complaining, not refuting.
不抱怨，不拒绝。
You know what? Every time that happens to us, the first question is, Lord, why did you do this to me?
很多时候，当事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们会问为什么会发生在我们身上。
Sometimes we complain, Lord, this is not fair.
我们会向神抱怨这个不公平。
This is not meekness.
这不是温柔。
Meekness is to accept what God dealing on us as something good.
温柔乃是承认神在我们身上所做的工作是良善的。
Today a lot of times we feel that how come I didn't grow spiritually?
我们会问为什么我们灵里面没有成长。
Because every time something happened to us, we reject God's dealing on us.
因为每一次发生事情发生的时候，我们都拒绝神在我们身上的工作。
We keep on feeling how come they had a good time, I don't.
为什么别人有好的时光，我们没有？
How come their life is so smooth? My life is so tumultuous.
为什么别人的生活都这样平顺，我们却有这么多的风波？
Yet we forget one thing, that all things work together for good to them that love God.
但是我们忘记了，万事都相互效力，叫爱神的人得益。
These all things include good things and bad things.
这些所有的事情，包括好的，包括不好的事情。
In order for a person to grow, they need to really go through some trials.
一个人需要成长，他需要经过一些试炼。
But every time we reject it, we miss the chance for the growth in life.
我们每一次拒绝这个机会的时候，我们都失去了那个成长的机会。
Today we need to learn how to be meek before the presence of the Lord.
我们今天需要来讨论一下怎么样在神面前温柔。
Sometimes we need to have this attitude, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this?
我们需要有一个态度，我们需要来求问神，我们在你面前是怎么样的态度。
As I go deeper into the word meekness, there's another translation.
当我在更多的研究这个温柔这个词的时候，还有另外一个解释。
There is a famous philosopher named Aristotle.
有一个很有名的哲学家叫阿里斯多德。
He said meekness is the middle ground of getting angry.
温柔是在发怒的中间。
Or standing in between two extremes.
是在两个极端的中间。
Two extremes is one extreme is getting angry without a reason, and on the other extreme is not to get angry at.
这两个极端，一个极端是你发怒，另外一个极端就是无论怎样都不发怒。
In other words, they said, meekness is to get angry at the right time, with the right measure, and with the right reason.
温柔就是在合理的时间、合理的道理、合理的程度发怒。
You know, when the Lord Jesus went into the temple and he see these people selling oxen and sheep, and then there is a lot of money changers.
当主耶稣到圣殿里面的时候，他看见很多人在那里做买卖，买卖牛羊，做金钱的交易。
What did he do? Did he turn a blind eye? No.
他做什么呢？他去不理这些事情吗？没有。
No, he overturned the table of the money changers. He make a whip and drive out those who sell oxen and sheep.
他把买卖经营的桌子推翻，用鞭子把那些买卖牛羊的人赶出去。
He said, "My house is a house of prayer. Then you make it a thieves."
他说，我的店是祷告的殿，你们却使他买卖的殿。
This is anger.
这是易怒。
And you know what? The Pharisee never say a word about that. The Pharisee, 法利赛人。
法利赛人没有说任何的话。
You know, the Pharisee are like just a microscope trying to look a little mistake so they will accuse Jesus, right?
法利赛人他们只是在显微镜里面看别人的错误，想要找耶稣的错。
But when Jesus did this, they never say a word.
当主耶稣做这些事情的时候，他们没有说一句话。
Because they knew what he did is right.
因为他们知道主耶稣做的是对的。
They let these people turn the house of prayer into a den of thieves.
因为这些人实在是把神祷告的殿变成了做买卖的
殿。The Lord gets angry at the right time, at the right place, with the right reason, and with the right measure.
主实在是在合适的时间，在合适的地点，在用合适的方式发怒。
A lot of times when we get angry, it's either the right reason, but it's over the limit.
我们有时候是合理的原因，但是常常过了。
Remember when the disciples went to preach in Samaria with the Lord Jesus?
这些门徒去撒玛利亚去传讲福音的时候，
and these people doesn't receive the gospel.
那里的人不愿意接受福音。
And this so-called Peter and John and James said, "Should we ask for fire to come down from heaven and burn you up?"
彼得、约翰就问主说，我们要降下天火来把这些人烧死。
And the Lord said, "What kind of spirit is this?"
这是怎么样的灵？
Are they fervent with the right reason? Yes, they have.
他们有合理的原因吗？是的。
But they are over the measure.
他们实在是过了这个程度。
Today meekness is just getting angry with the right reason and with the right measure.
温柔实在是有发怒，实在是有合适的原因，有合适的程度。
It is really a power under control.
是受限制的能力。
You know when in the farm when you had a wild horse.
在农场有一个野马，
and you want to domesticate it and to train it in order to be full.
你需要驯化它，这样它可以被使用。
when this horse is domesticated, it says the horse was made meek.
当我们驯化这个马的时候，我们说我们使这个马驯服下来。
A horse can never be, you know, be useful to the master until he is made meek.
一个马不能够被它的主人使用，直到它能够温柔驯化下来。
He had a lot of power, he had a lot of ability, but when he is not domesticated, it will never be useful to the master.
它有很多的力量，有很多的能力，但是如果它没有被驯化，它不能被使用。
Today, if we see ourselves, God given us a lot of gift when He created man.
今天我们看见神造我们的时候，给了我们很多的力量。
Remember when you read in Genesis, he said when God created man in His own image and likeness.
我们看见创世纪里面说到，主是照着他的形象造人。
And He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth.
他说，人要来掌管地上的飞禽、走兽和水中的鱼。
How much power that is?
这是你知道这有多大的能力吗？
You know, if you have time, you can read Brother Watchman Nee's book concerning the latent power of the soul.
如果你读黎托森弟兄的那本的书《属灵的能力》
，You will see just how much power God has bestowed upon man before man's fall.
你就看见神实在是把很多的能力加添在人身上。
But you know this power.It should need be subject to God.
但是这些能力是需要被主来控制。
Now, how should we use this gift and ability God has given to us?
我们怎么样来用神所赐给我们的这些才干和能力？
You know, in the world today, there are two ways in using this gift.
那有两种方式。
In the world today.
在这个世上有两种方式。
The first one is self-assertion.
是第一种是自以为是。
Take away the rider, let the horse run wild.
就把骑马的人拉下来，让马自己跑。
You see, this is to do whatever you want to do. In other words, to do what I do.
也就是说，做你所想任何事情。
You know, this is just do what is the wrong eyes.
这是做人眼中看为正的事。
Today the world is so sinful, so degraded because they let the horse run wild.
今天的人实在是这样的无知，这样的犯罪，他让这些马自由的跑。
They take away the rider.
他们把那个骑马的人拿下来。
For example, God created in us, in the soul, a mind, an emotion, and a will.
举个例子，神在我们造人的时候，让我们有情感意志。
Yeah, this mind is to know more about the Lord Jesus, right?
这个情感是要让我们能够更多的认识神。
Paul said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection.That I may know Him and the power of resurrection.
保罗说到我们，认识他的复活的大能。
And that another verse Paul said that I may know the love of Christ, which what overpass the human understanding.
在另外一处说到他认识他的爱是过于人心所能测度。
This is God's purpose in for us.
这是神造我们的目的。
To know more about Him.
是认识他。
How about the emotion?
情感呢
？That we might love Him.
这样我们可以爱他。
And this is the commandment the Lord has given to us that we should love Him with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul.
这是神给我们的命令，就是我们尽心尽意尽力爱我们的神。
And what about this will, this determination in us?
这是我们所应该立定的心智的。
In us, we had this so-called will or determination.
就是说，在我们心中有这样子的心智。
Philippians chapter 1 says that Christ might be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
腓立比书一章里面说到，或生或死都叫基督在我们里面造成显大。
This is God's purpose on us.
这是神在我们身上的心意。
Yet when you take away that rider,
当你把那个骑马的人挪去
，this horse is just run wild.
这个马就随便的跑。
This mind just think other things other than God Himself.
他随便跑，就是没有主。
You know, we know a few weeks ago we learned about this Colorado, this person who kills a lot of people.
在过去的几个礼拜发生的事情，在科罗拉多有一个枪击案。
This young man has a brilliant mind.
这个年轻人他实在是非常聪明。
He is major in neuroscience, neuroscience or physics, neuroscience, right?
他的主修的科目是神经物理学。
I don't even know what this means, neuroscience.
我实在不知道这个神经物理学什么
意思。But he is a major and he's going to PhD.
但是他甚至是博士。
Yet when he let this mind run wild, this is the result.
当我们让我们的心思随便乱跑，那结果就是这样。
And this is really terrible. This is what's happening in the world today.
这实在是非常的可怕，这是世界所发生的事情。
How about the emotion?
那我们的情感呢？
When we look at today's world, they just love evil.
我们看看这个世界，他们实在是爱邪恶。
And this is not only happened in the Old Testament, but also now in the present time.
不仅仅是在旧约时代，在现在这个时代也是这样。
Remember in the Old Testament when this angel was sent by the Lord to Lot, warn him of this doom, Sodom and Gomorrah?
记得在旧约里面那个灭命的两个天使来到索多玛、俄摩拉的时候。
And the peoples heard that and they encircled the house and said, bring that two angels out of there for we want to know them.
这些索多玛的人就包围了这个房子，要把这两个天使交出来。
They just want evil. They just love evil.
他们实在是想要这个邪恶，他们想要恶。
When we let that, we take away the rider and let the horse run wild, this happened to our emotion.
当我们把那个骑马的人挪去，那我这就是我们心思所发生的事情。
How about the will?
在我们的意愿。
Last week we just happened on concerning Chick-fil-A, right?
上个礼拜大家知道那个七根肥类的事情。
This brother just stated the truth.
这个弟兄在电视，这只是说了一个实话。
People asked him about family values, and he said, "I support the family values. I support that men should be married to a woman, which is God's. This is what God wants us to do."
人问他对家庭的观念，他说他相信家庭是一男一女。
And you know, all this turmoil just started.
那就发现这个混乱就开始发生
了。The mayor in Chicago said, "I don't want Chick-fil-A in my city."
那个芝加哥的市长说不要七根肥力在我们这个市里面。
New York University said, "We won't extend the contract of Chick-fil-A in the university."
纽约大学的校长就说不要跟七根肥力再继续合约了。
They determined to love evil and reject the good.
他们决定是爱恶而拒绝善。
Brothers and sisters, every time we let go of this rider, with our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们让这个骑马的人挪去骑马的人
，this kind of thing will happen.
那这样的事情就会发生。
This is what we call self-assertion.
Self-assertion. 这就是自以为。
Number two, self-restraint.
第二是自我节制。
This is another thing.
这是另外一个极端。
People thought that I don't want to produce so much turmoil or conflict, so I just let go, cripple the horse.
那我不想要制造这么多的麻烦，那我就把这个马捆起来。
In other words, I don't want to use God's given gift or ability.
那就是说我不想用神所赐给我的才干。
I don't want to think evil, I don't want to do evil, so I just cut off myself from civilization, go to the mountain, and dwell in a cave.
那我不想去思想那些邪恶，不想做邪恶的事情，那我就从这个世界里面出来，我去山上去修行。
This is what the monks do, right?
这是和尚做的事情。
But is this God's way of, you know, trying to creating us? No.
这是神造人的目的吗？不是。
God doesn't want us to take away the rider.
神不想让我们把骑马的人挪去。
God doesn't want us to cripple the horse.
神也不想让我们捆住马。
God wants us.To use this gift given to us and yield it to Christ Jesus.
神要我们用他所赐给我们的才干，但是神是在神的手中来用。
And let God control our lives.
让神来掌握我们。
This is what a Christian is.
这就是基督徒。
We are different from other people because God is in control. He is the rider and we are the horse.
我们与世人不同，乃是主是我们是掌控我们一切的。
We can see the greatest example is our brother Paul.
我们看见一个美好的例子，就是保罗。
Before he was saved, he is a persecutor of the Christian.
他从前是逼迫基督徒的。
But when he let Christ control his life, he said, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me."
当他让主在他身上掌权的时候，他说，不是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神在我们身上有恩典。
Cause us to see what really meekness is.
让我们看见什么是温柔。
Now, how do we practice meekness?
那我们怎么样来施行温柔呢？
Number one, we need to have a repentant spirit.
第一，我们需要有一个悔改的灵。
A repentant spirit means to say, just saying, I'm sorry.
悔改的灵并不是说就是抱歉。
Yes, saying I'm sorry surely is the first step.
说抱歉是第一步。
When we discover that we did something wrong, Lord, I'm sorry about it.
当我们做了错事的时候，我们需要对神说抱歉。
But is that the end? No, it's not.
但是那不是结束。
James chapter 1 verse 21 says, laying aside all what? All filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
雅各书第一章里面
第
21节里面说到
laying aside.
你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫余的邪恶。
We need to lay aside.
我们需要脱去。
On the one hand, we are sorry for what we did. The second thing, we need to lay aside all these wicked things.
当我们看见 这些邪恶的时候，我们需要脱去这些邪恶。
You know, in this body, we had an ear.
我们有耳朵。
This ear is used for hearing.
耳朵是来听的。
But one time,This is my experience. One time, I felt like I had a problem with hearing.
有一次，我觉得我耳朵好像有问题。
Especially when the message, it seems like I cannot hear even what I'm about.
当我在讲道的时候，我好像听不见我自己所讲的道。
And I'm very worried about this. Had I a problem with my hearing?
我非常担心是不是我耳朵有问题。
And you know what? The Lord spoke to me. He said, "There's a lot of earwax in there."
主对我说。
The Lord is so good. You know, just give me some sip, a lot of earwax.
主就对我说，我的耳朵里面有太多的耳屎，所以我听不到。
When I take a piece of thing and try to take it out, oh my goodness, it's a miracle. You just hear clearly what people are talking about.
当我把耳屎掏出来了之后，我就能够清楚地听见。
Quite interesting, right?
非常有趣。
A lot of times in our spiritual life, that's the same principle.
但是对我们属灵的生活来说也是一样。
We have a lot of this so-called spiritual wax.
我们有许多太多的属灵的耳屎。
A lot of this naughtiness.That is in us that frustrate us to hear the word of God clearly.
就是这些淫余的邪恶阻止我们听见神的话。
Sometimes we say, Lord, come, why, how come you don't speak to me?
很多时候我为什么不向我们说话
？The Lord do speak to you.
主向话了。
The problem is we don't hear it.
问我们没有办法听见。
And the problem because we don't hear it because there is such a lot of naughtiness and superfluity of sinfulness in us inside us.
因为我们。里面有太多的污秽和淫余的邪恶阻止我们听见这些话。
You want to hear the word of God clearly?
你想要清楚地听见神所说的话吗？
You need to take away this thing.
你需要把这些东西拿掉。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, laying aside every weight and its besetting sin.
希伯来书12章里面说到要脱去残累我们的罪。
You want to run the race properly?
你想要走去跑这条路吗
？Lay aside every weight and its besetting sin.
放下重担，脱去容易缠绕我们的罪。
These 2 weeks we're going through Olympics.
我们这个礼拜这两个礼拜有奥林匹克运动会。
Every runner, every swimmer, they can wear the most minimal clothes in order to go faster.
每一个游泳的跑步的他穿上最轻的衣服这样子可以跑更远。
No one has wear a backpack running the race.
没有人背着大包去跑步。
That is just foolish.
这实在是愚蠢。
Because if you put a backpack, then you cannot run as fast as you can do.
如果你背上一个包你没有办法跑得更快。
But a lot of times we Christians are just like that.
但是很多时候我们基督徒就是这样。
We want to run the race of life.
我们想要跑生命的道路。
We want to gain the prize.
我们想要得到冠冕。
Yet on our back we put a lot of things that shouldn't be bought.
但是我们实在是背上了很多东西的包。
Brothers and sisters, we just need to lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要放下，我们需要脱去邪恶和淫余的邪恶。
This is what we call a repentant spirit.
这是悔改的灵。
Number two, we need to have a receptive spirit.
第二点，我们需要有一颗领受的灵。
Receptive spirit means to receive. It says here to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God.
领受的灵就是说我存谦卑的心来领受、接受神的所栽种的道。
It says receive. The word receive.
持领受。
No, receive has two meanings in the Greek.
在希腊文里面有两个意思。
Firstly is lambano.
第一个持就是抓。
Try to grab hold for yourself things for your own benefit.
就是抓对你有益的那些东西。
In other words, when we hear the word of God,
就是说我们听见神的话。
We always have this mind as sitting as judge.
我们是有一个当法官的灵。
Oh, we always feel like this word is not for me, it's for other people.
我们觉得这个话不是对我说的，是对别人说的。
Today, if you have this kind of an attitude, then you will never hear the word of God.
如果我们有这样子的，我们今天有这样子的态度的话，我们没有办法听见神的话。
Meekness is to receive the word of God with humble heart.
温柔就是用谦卑的心来接受神的话。
No, and another meaning is what? Bekomai. The second meaning of receive is bekomai.
的意思就是说，第二个意思就是说，得到。
To receive with joy.
就是用欢乐，用喜乐的心来接受。
Or to receive a guest into your house.
就是把客人接待到家中。
This is the kind of attitude we need to have.
这是我们需要的正确的态度。
When the word of God comes to you.
当主的话临到我们的时候
We need to have that spirit of Samuel.
我们需要有像撒母耳那样子的灵
Speak Lord for your servant, listen.
主请说仆人静听
We are here listening.
我们在这里听
We welcome every word that you speak in our hearts.
你所说的每一句话我们都听
Today, this is what we call a receptive spirit.
这是我们所说的领受的灵
A lot of times when we hear the word of God, we always apply to other people.
很多时候我们听了主的话，只是运用在别人身上。
And when we come to the meeting, we have our hands crossed, and when our brother give the message, this is for him, this is for the other people, and I'm the.
当我们来到聚会里面的时候，我们坐在抱着手坐在那里听，弟兄的话，我们觉得这个话是给这个人给的，我自己很好。
Today, when we receive the word of God, it is not for other people, it's for me.
我们听主的话不是为别人听乃是为自己
This is the kind of attitude we need to have a receptive spirit
这是我们所需要的正确的态度一个领受的灵
Number three, a responsive spirit
第三点就是要有一颗回应的灵
James chapter 1 verse 22 says we are not only hearers of the word but doers of the word
雅各书一章二十二节说到我们 不能单单听到还要行道
We need to what?To not only to hear the word, but also do the word.
我们不能单单听到，还要行道。
You know what? When we are just a hearer of the word and not doer of the word, you know, we had a big problem.
如果我们只是听到却不行道，我们有问题了。
Because we know a lot of things, but we don't do it.
因为我们知道很多事情，却不去做。
We are just like the Dead Sea.
我们像那个死海一样。
Everything, there's a lot of input, a lot of water coming.
有很多的水进到死海里面
Yet there is no outlet.
却没有出口
That's why when you go to the Dead Sea, there is no living things in that.
这是为什么你到死海去你没有任何的活物
The salinity is so high that no living object can live in that sea.
那里的盐度是如此高没有任何的活物可以在那里生活
Today, do we want to be the Dead Sea?
今天你想要成为死海吗
We don't want to be the Dead Sea, we want to be a flowing river.
我们不想成为死海，我们需要成为一条活水的江河。
We need to let the water come into us and also get out of us.
我们需要那个活水进到我们里面，也要出去，也要流出去。
The word of God should what enter into our mind, come into our heart, and express to our daily living.
主的话要进入我们的头脑，进入我们的心，然后再流露出来。
Now you said, Lord, it's quite hard, you know.
这实在是太难了，主。
I cannot be assertive. We know it's not right. We cannot be self-restrained. It's not right. Then what should we do?
我们不能够自以为是，我们不能够自我约束。那我们该做什么呢
？We need to self-surrender.
我们需要完全的顺服。
We said, Lord, I yield myself to you. This is the right thing to do.
主啊，我自己完全交托在你的手里。
You know, I cannot do this.
正确的态度。
You take over.
交出去了，那主就完全的接受。
You know, one day a preacher was driving through the street and he saw a young man doing foolish things.
有一天一个牧师他开车，他看见一个年轻人在做一件蠢事。
And he know this young man very well because it is in his community.
他认识这个年轻人，因为这个年轻人在他的一个社区里。
So he parked his car and invited this young man to sit at his car so he can bring him home.
所以他就停下来，他邀请那个年轻人坐在他的车里，这样他可以把这个年轻人送回家。
And this man was so drunk that he started to do things that he doesn't know what he's doing about.
这个年轻人实在是这样子醉酒，他就开始做一些蠢事。
When he brings it to his home,
他把他送回家里面。
The mother and the father is waiting at the house.
那个父母在那里，我等待他。
And the father was so embarrassed of bringing or somebody bringing his son into his house drunk.
这个父亲实在是非常难堪，看见他的儿子被别人带进家里。
When that boy was put to sleep, this father told this preacher, "I'm so embarrassed. I want to tell you a secret."
当这个孩他把孩子放到床上睡了以后，这个难堪的父亲就对牧师说，他要告诉牧师一个秘密。
He said, "Let me tell you why my son is like this. Is because I'm also a drunkard."
他告诉牧师说，为什么这个孩子是一个醉酒的人？因为他，我就是一个醉酒的人。
I know that drinking is bad, but I just keep on drinking. I just cannot be overcome this thing.
我知道醉酒实在是不对的，但是我没有办法克服这个醉酒。
You know what the pastor said?
你知道这个牧师怎么说吗
？Let me give you an example. The pastor said.
牧师说，我给你一个例子。
If you are driving a horse-driven wagon, if you are driving a horse-driven wagon,
如果你骑了一个醉酒的马，
no, horse-driven, 好的车，
好的车
，okay, and you cannot control the horse.
如果你不能，如果你开一辆很好的车，不能够控制这个车力
，then what will you do?
那你怎么做呢
？And you found out that one that is sitting beside you know how to control a horse.
你需要
那你发现，
你发现你旁边的人可以来控制这个车。
And the father said, "I will let that person drive the wagon."
我那我就让这个人来驾驶这辆马车。
So exactly, you know, you don't know, you cannot control your house.
这相同的道理，如果你不知道怎么样来控制你的
you cannot control your drinking,
你不知道怎样控制你的家庭，不知道怎么控制你的醉酒，那你需要顺服在主面前。
Tell the Lord, I cannot do it. Do it for me.
告诉主，我不能做什么，你来为我做。
I surrender myself to you.
我委身在你的面前。
You know what? God start to work.
你知道吗？主就要来做工。
Today, being meek is not a matter of how to do it.
今天温柔并不是说知道怎么做。
It's a matter of yielding yourself to Christ.
乃是把我们完全委身在主的面前。
For time's sake, let me talk about the last part.
那我们先来讲最后一个部分。
Isn't it? I told you about these three questions.
还记得我们所说的这三个问题吗
？What is the secret of being a rich?
成为富有的秘诀是什么
？The Bible tells us the rich, the meek shall inherit the earth.
经常说温柔的人有福了，他要承受地土。
You know what is our attitude? You know what is our standing when we talk about riches?
当我们讲到财富的时候，我们的所站的地位是什么
？What is our standing? What should our attitude be?
我们的态度应该是什么
？There are the two things we need to know.
我们需要知道两件事情。
Number one, we need to know that all these riches God has given to us is only entrusted to us and it's not ours.
那我们需要知道神所赐给我们的这一切的财富乃是。是从神那里来的，不是我们自己的。
When we look at the Old Testament, our brother Job.
在旧约里面，我们的弟兄这样。
When
约伯啊。
When the Lord took away all his inheritance, all his riches, Job said.
当主把他一切都拿去的时候，约伯怎么说
？God give it, God take it away.
赏赐是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
Today, if we know we have this concept that all these things God has given to us is only for to us being an steward, then we will not be bounded by all these riches.
如果我们今天有一个对的态度，就知道主所赏赐给我们的这一切，我们不过是管家。
A lot of people today, even Christians, they are so being under the bondage of these riches because they feel what I earn is mine.
但是很多的人，包括基督徒，他们被这些财富所捆绑。
They feel like this is mine, then I'm proud about it.
他们觉得这是我们的，这是我的，我实在是为这些感到骄傲。
But if we knew that this is the Lord's, then we will be meek.
如果我们知道这是神的，那我们就会温柔。
Number two, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 21.
那第二点，哥林多前书。三章二十一节里面说到
It says here, all things are yours.
万有都是你们。
Another verse, Second Corinthians chapter 6:10.
在哥林多后书六章十节。
Having nothing, yet possessing all things.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
Do you have? Yes, I have.
你没有吗？是的，有的。你有吗？是的，你有。
Yeah, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
因为万有都是神的。
And we belong to the Lord.
我们属于神。
And the Lord belongs to us.
神属于我们。
What is His is mine too.
属于他的也是属于我们的。
So there's no need for us to grab these riches.
所以我们只需要来得到这些丰盛。
Yet on the other hand, we found out we have nothing.
在另外一方面，我们又一无所有。
Yeah, why don't we have anything?
为什么我们一无所有呢？
Because we are the stewards of His grace.
因为我们只是这些丰盛的管家。
So when the enemy comes to tempt you,
当仇敌来试探我们的时候，
He said, "Brother, you know what? You need to do this or do this or do this. If not, I will take away your riches."
弟兄，当你如果你需要做这些做，否则的话，我就把你所有的取走。
You can tell the enemy, "Get thee behind me, for I have nothing to take."
你可以说退后，因为我一无所有。
Oh, when the enemy said, "Okay, if you do this for me, I will give this to you."
当仇敌来又说，你做这些，我就会给你这些。
You can tell the enemy, "Get thee behind me also, because all things are mine."
你可以回答说，退后去吧，因为我样样都有。
Today we can be meek if we all knew this truth.
今天我们可以温柔，如果我们知道这些真理。
All things are yours.
万有都是你们的。
Having nothing yet possessing all things.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
Today, brother and sister, if you want to be meek, you got to know this secret.
今天如果你想要温柔吗？你需要知道这些秘诀。
For the meek shall inherit the earth.
因为温柔的人要承受地土。
And secondly,
第二点。
You want to have wisdom and clear judgment.
你想要有智慧公义的智慧吗？
We need to come to the Lord.
我们需要来到主面前。
You know, when I was a small boy, I really liked the portion of the word talking when they're talking about King Solomon.
我小的时候我最喜欢听所罗门王的故事。
He is the king and the richest king on the earth.
他富有而且有智慧的王。
But before he came to that position,
当他得到王位的时候，在他得到王位之前
，The Lord told him, "What do you want? I'll give it to you."
主问他你想要什么，我可以给你。
And you know what King Solomon said?
你知道，所罗门王说什么吗
？I am like a child. I don't know how to go in. I know how to go out.
他
I don't know how to come in or go out.
他对主说，我就像一个孩子，我不知道怎样进去，也不知道怎样出来。
He said, "Give me wisdom that I might judge your people."
给我智慧，所以我可以照你的公义审判。
And who can judge so great a people?
谁可以来审判呢
？And the Lord said, "Since you do not ask for riches, you do not ask for the life of your enemy, you do not ask for long life, I will give everything to you plus the wisdom."
主对他说：“你没有要财富，你没有要除掉仇敌，你没有要长寿，那我把这一加给你，再加上智慧。
”And indeed, that is the result of Solomon.
这就是所罗门所得到的。
He had wisdom, he had riches, he had everything.
他得到智慧，他也得到财富，他得到一切。
For the meek shall he lead in judgment, and the meek shall he teach his way.
他必按公义引导谦卑人，把他的话教训他们。
Lastly,
最后。
Do you want peace and serenity in your relationship with God?
你想在你和神的关系里面有平安有喜乐
？You want to have peace in the midst of all trials?
你在所有的试探的里面有平安吗
？Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
负我的轭，学我的样式，因为我的心柔和谦卑。
You shall have rest in your souls.
你的心里面就得享安息。
You know there was a man, he was a bully.
从前有一个坏人。
When a person want to go to that city to preach the gospel.There is a man who wants to go to that place to preach the gospel.
另外有一个人要到那个地方去传讲福音。
And this person, every time he gospel, he always used the John 3:16.
这个人他
每逢
每逢他要讲那个福音的时候，他都用约翰福音三章十六节。
And this bully said, "If this person come and preach the gospel, I will fight him."
这个坏人就说他来。我这里传福音，我就要打他。
And this person with and his company felt like maybe we need to postpone the meeting because of this bully.
这个牧师和他的同伴就说，也许我们需要推迟一下。
Or maybe we should choose another speaker to preach the gospel.
也许我们需要另外找一个人来传福音。
But this preacher said, "No, the Lord lead me. I will preach the gospel."
但这个人就说，主在我里面，我来讲福音。
And you know that me when the meeting started, this bully came into the meeting, slammed the door, and sit in between all these people with a cross hand.
当这个福音聚会开始的时候，这个坏人就进到这里面来，然后把门死劲的摔着，坐在那里。
And everybody was nervous. They don't know what is going to happen.
所有的人都在想后面会发生什么事情。
But this brother who was filled with the Spirit started to preach the John 3:16 with all passion.
当这个弟兄就在那里照着。约翰福音三章十六节在那里传讲福音。
At the end, he started to say, "If anyone who want to believe in the Lord Jesus, please stand up."
然后他就问，谁想要信耶稣，请站起来。
And this person stood up.
这个坏人就站起来。
But he didn't come to the front.
他没有走到前面来。
Listen to this. He went at the back of the door and started walking away.
他走到后面去，然后离开了。
When he reached his home,
他回到家。
Open the door, everybody, all his kids just run under the bed. They were so afraid.
他把门一打开，他的孩子都跑到床底下去了，因为他们很害怕。
And his wife opened up the skirt to cover all his children.
然后他就
那个太太，
那他太太就把孩子藏在后面。
He said, "Don't." Then this husband said, "Don't be afraid."
然后这个丈夫就说不用害怕。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
I said, "What did you say?"
然后太太就说你说了什么
？Let's pray.
他说来祷告。
They ask all these children to come out.
他叫这些孩子一起出来。
You know, this is the way he speaks. Ask them to kneel down, kneel down.
跪下来。
Say, you kneel down, you kneel down, you kneel down.
你们都跪下来。
Then he kneel down also.
他自己也跪下来。
And he said, "Dear Father," he started to pray, "Dear Father."
他开始祷告，他说亲爱的天父。
But he doesn't know how to go on because he doesn't know how to pray really.
他不知道下面该怎么说，他实在不知道怎么祷告。
But he remembered the prayer which her mom teach him.
他记起来他妈妈教导他的祷告。
The gentle Jesus, sweet and mild, meek and mild. The gentle Jesus, meek and mild.
温柔耶稣，在我心中，很清新。
Forgive me for my simplicity.
原谅我的无知。
Suffer me to come to thee.
忍受我来到你面前。
He got saved.
他得救了。
This bully got saved.
这个得救了。
Brothers and sisters, if we put this yoke upon us,
如果弟兄姊妹们，我们把恶附在我们身上
，The Lord said, "You will give rest in your souls."
主说，你的心里得享安息。
Before this person, God said, "There is no rest in his soul. He's a bully. Everybody is afraid of him. There is no peace really."
在这个坏人得救之前，他心里面没有平安，所有的人都怕他。
But when he received the Lord Jesus,
当他接受主了
，When he is willing to kneel down and say, "Lord," Suffer me to come to thee.
当他跪下来求主，赦免他，可以来到主面前。
It's like magic. There is rest in their souls. There is rest in the family.
奇妙的事情就是，在他的家中有了救恩。
This not only applies to those unbelievers who want to believe in the Lord Jesus.
这不仅仅是对那些不信的人，想要信主的人。
Even today, as Christian,
对我们基督徒来说
，We want peace in the midst of the storm.
我们想要在暴风雨里面享受平安。
We want to have peace between us and God.
我们需要在主，我们和主之间有平安的关系。
We have the attitude of meekness.
我们有一个温柔的态度。
Lord, I come to thee.
主啊，我来到你面前。
If we have this kind of attitude,
我们有这样子的态度。
Then heaven's door is open for us to receive all the riches of Christ.
天门就为我们打开，我们可以承受神一切的丰盛。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主向我们有恩典。
I hope and pray that the Lord, you know, will speak to us and especially speak to me.
求主来向我们说话，特别是向我说话。
And let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to thee.
主啊，我们来到你面前。
Lord, we want to say, Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand.
牵引我的手来。